This month, Philadelphia galleries, bars, and public plazas are among the spaces turned into venues for experimental performing arts. On this week's News and Views, we look at the 2012 Live Arts Festival and Philly Fringe. Whereas the curated Live Arts Festival has about 16 works, there are close to 150 shows, 800 performances, in the uncurated Fringe, which Live Arts and Philly Fringe producing director Nick Stuccio describes as a wild adventure.
There's no adjudication at all, and some great things spring up. It's kind of like natural selection, though. You know, the work that really hits, hits big, and sometimes some of the work doesn't hit, and it's kind of tough.
In contrast to the unvetted Fringe, the Live Arts Festival selects work from the local, national, and international scene. This year includes shows from Canada, Australia, and Japan. Pig Iron Theater, New Paradise Laboratories, and Brian Sanders' company, Junk, are among the Philadelphia artists represented. Nick Stuccio says the festival also aims for variety in form and scale.
It's large work that we'll put in a theater, like this year's Sequence 8, this big giant circus show from Montreal. And then we do little tiny shows, like we're doing a show by Headlong Dance Theater called This Town is a Mystery. It takes place in four row homes.
The public is also involved in the creation of another live art show. Canadian choreographer Sylvain Aimard's dance, Le Grand Continental, was first taught to and performed by people in Montreal. He then took the concept to Mexico City, then New York City, adding city-specific sections along the way. On the next News and Views, we consider this large dance now to be performed with around 160 Philadelphians. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. This week, the eclectic and varied Live Arts Festival and Philly Fringe kicks off in venues around Philadelphia. On this week's News and Views, we take a broad look at the multi-venue festival and a close-up on how one live art show is turning ordinary people into dancers. For Sylvain Aimard's Le Grand Continental, 160 members of the public answered the call to learn a 30-minute dance, which involves a lot of counting as well as imagery.
They use all these great metaphors to help us learn the steps.
Kimmel Center Director of Public Events, Jay Wall, will be dancing, as will law firm staffer Lisa Marie Rank and corporate trainer and theater artist Bobby Block. They're learning the dance using images like peanut butter and headache.
Where you put your hand to your forehead many times, they call it headache.
The crocodile.
Jellyfish.
I'm sure no dancer uses these vocabulary words, but it helps us.
Rehearsal director Sarah Gladwin Camp explains peanut butter.
So you take just one index finger to one side and move it in a circle as if you're scraping out the last bits of peanut butter from the jar. And then there's other times that you're, you know, tipping your shoulders back and forth.
The work is about bringing people together in dance outside their comfort zone.
It's about the spirit of people coming together and dancing in a public place where everybody can see you. And so there's a great joy and a great energy in that many people coming together and doing the same dance at the same time.
I love seeing the different ages. We have really small kids, like 10-year-olds. This one little boy named Ellis, who's adorable, is always like, no, it's your right arm, it's your left arm, bend your right leg.
On the next News and Views, engaging the public in other ways. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. The Live Arts Festival and Philly Fringe is getting underway in Philadelphia. This year's curated Live Arts Festival includes two shows with ordinary people performing. On this week's News and Views, we look at how this eclectic performing arts festival is reaching out to members of the public in various ways. Headlong Dance Theater has created a show called This Town is a Mystery, performed by four families in their living rooms. Another work is called Le Grand Continental, a dance created by Canadian choreographer Sylvain Aimard for 160 Philadelphians who have been rehearsing all summer. In both, the public is critical to the creation of the art, says Live Arts and Philly Fringe producing director Nick Stuccio.
So this is about really the citizen artists, and those two works represent different scaled versions of the same thing.
While the curated Live Arts Festival is presenting work by 16 established contemporary artists, the uncurated Philly Fringe involves nearly 150 other artists who get help with marketing and finding venues. Fringe director Craig Peterson.
You know, I'm a strong believer in the arts economy and that you have a show and you partner with a restaurant and a bar and you can build good neighbors and a good neighborhood event over the course of a festival like the Fringe.
The Live Arts in Philly Fringe runs through Sunday, September 23rd at venues around the city. This weekend, Le Grand Continental will be performed 3 times at the steps of the Philadelphia Museum of Art. This Town is a Mystery will be performed by 2 households a night from September 7th through the 22nd. You can hear this entire 3-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.